I just, those people aren't heard at meetings like this, so.
So, continue on, and for all the questions I have and the concerns, I fully agree with that this has been an opportunity, the summer especially, to have activities for families and younger people and whatnot, where there haven't been any. And I do appreciate that Milky Way has provided that to the community. I think it's a valuable service to our community, and I just think that there is a way that we can work this going forward so that we can address some of the concerns that neighbors have. One question I do have, and I've heard this discussed a couple times, some sound study results. This might be a question to staff, but is there a concerted effort to get a sound study, and is this something that is going to be available in the near future and that we can wait to make a decision on? What of a sound study for this application?
We're in the packet is included the noise and light addendum that was prepared in 2017 and 2018.
Can we show that up here? I think it's further down. Oh, that is it? Okay.
Yeah. And that was the major talk about the sound monitors. So there are three sound monitors, one to the west, one to the north, and there's another one to the east. So, and city staff has access to the sound monitors. So every time we receive a complaint, so we'll look into the data to see if there is any violation. So at this time, we have received complaints, but when we review the data, we haven't found a violation, because a violation has to be exceeding 30 minutes of the event. So we have searched or found some events like about 10 minutes, but it's not considered a violation because it's not exceeding that time.
So it's just the way the rules are for that. They've been in excess of whatever standard, but not for longer than the period that is allowed.
Right.
Okay. But that's it in terms of sound studies. There's nothing else that to wait on in terms of like a certain length of time.
I mean,
coming back from the county or any other.
Yeah. I'm not a sound expert, but there is some mitigation here, and they did some studies.
Maren, do you have any more detail on a sound study, so to speak? Okay. And I think you mentioned that earlier, right? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I just want the commission to think about what you're asking with Commissioner Leone and Commissioner Hogan. If you want to go ahead and table this, you know that everything stays status quo and everything operates as it is. This motion is actually going to impose those restrictions that if you're going to keep it in an FM scenario and within the car, they're not going to hear it. So they're not going to hear the R-rated movie. They're not going to hear the PG movie, because it's all going to be somewhat contained within the parking lot environment. So I'm not talking to you, I'm talking just out loud, but I believe we should take the recommendations that are here with the changes to back things down, and let's try it this way to see if we solve a problem. We talk about ambient sound. If we want to change a little bit in here in regards to you can have a speaker, or you can play them in the bathrooms or in the concession stand. You've got speakers and people are going to be there, so they're just going to be absent of sound walking on the pathway to that inside there. The sound stays within the contained areas. And it's not going to, you know, right now I know what's happening is it's so loud, it's loud enough where people they're not listening through their cars, and they're sitting on lawn chairs outside of their car. So that's not our conception of what a drive-in theater was, okay? So, but the weather was nice and everything else, I understand. But I think we should move ahead with this with, if you want to add a few other constraints, but think of it logically. We're putting these changes into place to address a lot of the concerns. So, you know, Milwaukee County is working on a requirement of something out there, okay? That's going on between Rock Ventures and Milwaukee County, okay? We don't know what's all evolved with that yet. But that's just hearsay. That's not even hearsay. That's discussions that Mr. Zimmerman does come to the Common Council once a month and gives us an update, or a representative from Rock comes to us, okay? So Mr. Zimmerman was here this past Tuesday, okay? So if anybody else has any other comments, otherwise I'd like to make a motion and move on.
I would just say that I would not move to table if we are going to impose the recommendation of AM/FM radio only.
Then, without ado, I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for the operation of a drive-in theater upon property located at 7035 South Ballpark Drive.
Second.
Do we want?
Condition 4 says, pursuant to UDO, whatever, the operator shall obtain a searchlight permit for the use of spotlights. Such permit shall not be granted for a period of more than 5 days in any six-month period and shall be conditioned on FAA approval. Should be added to that.
Correct.
I'll amend my second.
I'll accept that.
And, of course, submission of a letter to the staff. Any other comments on the motion? There was a motion and a second, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Mr. Martinez, call the roll, please.
Mayor Olson?
No, I only vote to affect the outcome.
Oh, sorry. Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hogan?
No.
Okay.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no. No absent, and no abstentions. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to move on now to business matters. Item number one is FHCC LLC Outlot Buildable.
Mayor, can I say something 1 second? When I was talking about that 2 o'clock in the morning tailgate, it had nothing to do with the movie theater. It had to do with the baseball diamond. So
no, you can't say anything.
Okay.
Thanks, Dale. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You guys all stay
thank
safe.
You guys. Thanks, everybody.
Hey,
thanks.
Is that burn being
taken
care of?
Yes, it finally got
cut.
Thank you.
This is a certified survey map for Michael H. Dilworth. Mr. Martinez.
Yes, this is the subject property, is an outlet number 1 of a CSM. So it was originally designated as a not buildable lot. So because of the presence of wetlands when the CSM was approved. So, but the applicant submitted a new wetland delineation report. Okay. So where the wetlands are mainly located to the east side where the drainage easement is also located. So that's why the applicant is requesting to remove the outlet designation and make this lot as a buildable lot. One of the concerns of the staff is that the buildable area is narrow, so it's only about 39 foot wide. So we are recommending approval, but we are making the note that any variance, special exception, shall not be expected because we don't want to create a hardship to this new lot. So.
Okay, I'm going to go there. Why are we recommending approval?
Because I consulted with the inspection services department if they can actually build a house in the that build of an area.
Wide house.
And it's possible.
All right. Anybody else? Mr. City Engineer.
I know we've had properties in the past where we actually had an easement. We made them define it, and we made them outline it with, like, say, large boulders, so every year it doesn't get mowed a little bit further into the weeds, and pretty soon it's all yard, and they have a much bigger yard than they're really allowed. So if we were to approve this, I'd like to see some sort of designation of a delineation of an easement, like large boulders and such.
An easement, what kind of easement?
Well, I...
Because, I mean, with the CSM, oh, the applicant is proposing a conservation easement.
Okay, a conservation easement is fine, but...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we've always, or not always, but Mr. Deedle would require large boulders and such. That way it's always known by the person who lives there that they can't keep mowing past the certain barrier.
So we are using the same template for conservation easement, the standard template. So in the wetland setback, they will be able to mow, but not in the buffer. So.
Does nobody else remember those restrictions we placed?
I remember them. Ms. Alexander, do you want to make your case? Are you still with us?
Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm here. I just had to unmute myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak a little softer, please.
Okay, sorry.
It's not your fault, just technology is.
We are trying to just sell this lot as a single family lot to stay in conformance with the neighbors there. And the ideal goal would be to have nothing within the 30-foot wetland setback, but to allow for grading in the lawn to be cut between the 30 and the 50-foot setback. I don't know if you guys have a map you can put up. Or if,
it's up.
You know. Okay.
I've known Mike for many, many years. Tell him it's nothing personal, but I think this is a huge lot of problems. So, sorry. I don't support this. I don't see anybody building a 30-foot wide house. And I don't think we'd allow you to build a sideways house.
I believe that the building pad is shown on the drawing.
Yes.
So there's like a two-car garage, so looking at it from the street, you would probably be looking at the garage, and then there would be the home that would have probably a deck off the back that would look over the wetlands and trees. It would be a smaller home, but Michael has actually considered maybe building it for himself to downsize. Maybe an empty nest or somebody who wants to stay in Franklin but would like a new construction home.
Anything, folks? Alderman Dandridge.
I really question, I'm agreeing with the mayor. I don't think you've got a very attractive parcel here.
Especially
and the marketability of it down the road, it's going to be a tough property to sell. Even if you do sell it, it doesn't have anything aesthetically attractive in regards to a lake that usually you have these long, narrow structures when you have these narrow, long lots that have lake frontage. This is not something that is representative of that. So. It's just a tough lot, and I don't agree with it.
Anybody else?
Haley.
Commissioner Haley.
I'm inclined to
to concur with all of you. It would be great to have an additional buildable lot, but I do think that this is fraught with problems, and that for the next 15, 20 years, we'll be dealing with issues of encroachments and other things. It's, I think we're asking for trouble here. It would be great to have the tax base, but this is a property that's very difficult to develop. It would be done, but I'd want to see a specific proposal on improving it at this point, and just allowing somebody to figure it out. It concerns me.
Well, whoever had to go ahead and build the home would have to come back into the city for approval for their design, correct?
That's correct.
A building permit, yes.
So whatever would be built on this lot would be subject to the city's approval and your guidelines at that point as well. At this point, we're just asking for the possibility to sell it as a single-family lot to somebody if they would like to build a home there.
Yeah, we're looking for a unified package. Come with the house, come with the, and then we'll consider a plat. Is there a motion regarding this?
It would. I'd like to make a motion to deny.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Sorry, Kevin.
Well, it would be to recommend denial.
To recommend denial. Patty got in before you, Kevin.
No worries.
Mr. City Attorney.
And to me, technically, when I first saw this application, my thought was it was simply a miscellaneous application. And it was not clear to me why the applicant also wanted a certified survey map application. However, with regard to certified survey maps, even though that goes nowhere without the miscellaneous application approval, I would say that specify the reasons for the denial thereof. And I was hearing concerns with potential encroachment with regard to protected natural resource features area on the property area as one, at least.
Is that one of your reasons, Alderman Dandridge?
Yes.
Okay, on the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
That aye was in favor of the motion. Motion carries to recommend denial. Okay, thank you very much. Tell Mike it's nothing personal.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. The next item is Nissenbaum Realty, a request for time extension. Alderman Dandridge.
I'd like to make a motion to recommend an approval of a resolution to amend resolution number 2019-7526, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a two-family residential side-by-side ranch townhome use upon property located at 10504 West Cortez Circle to extend the time for the obtaining of the issuance of a building permit.
Second. Haley can have it.
We'll give it to Haley. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.